You might remember a few months ago, Four Corners brought you a report on a young boy trapped with his mother in China's Xinjiang province after the government's unprecedented crackdown on Uyghur Muslims. The Australian government's been lobbying to reunite the pair with the boy's father in Australia, but there are now concerns that the two-year-old is caught up in what experts say is the growing use of hostage diplomacy by Beijing. Four Corners reporter Sophie McNeil has the story.
In an Adelaide living room, Saddam Abadu Salamu watches videos of his two-year-old son Lutfi, whom he has never met. The toddler and his mum, Saddam's wife Nadilla, are trapped in Xinjiang in China, where more than 1 million ethnic Uyghur Muslims have been sent to re-education camps. Lutfi is an Australian citizen and Nadilla has an Australian visa. But the Communist Party is enforcing a ban on travel for many Uyghurs, including the family.
It's a nightmare, you know, like every day waking up with the shock, oh, what's going to happen to Nadilla today? What's going to happen to my son if they took Nadilla?
Since going public with his story on Four Corners in July, Saddam has been buoyed by the support this case has been getting from the Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne.
Senator Payne personally say, I remain committed to the object of uniting this family here in Australia, which means she cares about my family situation. She cares about this 2-year-old Australian son.
Minister Payne raised the toddler's plight during talks in Bangkok with top-level Chinese diplomats in early August, and again in New York last month when she met with her Chinese counterpart, State Councillor Wang Yi. But so far, there has been no movement from Beijing. In a statement, the Foreign Minister told AM,
we have formally requested on more than one occasion that Chinese authorities allow Nadilla Wumeya and her son to travel to Australia. That request still stands. We will continue to raise their case. We have consistently called for China to cease the arbitrary detention of Uyghurs and other Muslim groups.
Publicly, Beijing had promised to assist with the case, but the ABC understands the government is now insisting it's an internal matter because Lufti is a dual citizen. Elaine Pearson from Human Rights Watch is worried the toddler is being used as a political pawn.
I think we're seeing the Chinese government routinely use hostage diplomacy when it comes to Australia, when it comes to Canada, and it's absolutely not okay for the Chinese government to use Australian citizens as bargaining chips.
Associate Professor James Leopold from La Trobe University believes China's government is using the toddler's case to express its displeasure with the Morrison government.
Well, I think it fits a kind of pattern of behaviour on the behalf of the Chinese Communist Party to essentially bully countries that are not willing to fall in line with its narrative or to cooperate according to its own terms. And, you know, it's essentially a form of hostage diplomacy.
AM approached China's embassy in Canberra for comment, but there's been no response to our questions.
Sophie McNeil reporting there.